Telk English, C1. Listening, Part 1. You will hear a radio program with 8 people giving their opinions on a topic. You will hear each person once. While listening, decide which statement, A to J, best matches what the speaker says. You will only need 8 of the 10 statements. Mark your answers for items 47 to 54 on answer sheet S30. You will now have 1 minute to read the statements A to J.
Welcome to this week's edition of What's Your Opinion? Today, we're going to hear from some recession busters, people who have some handy tips on how to survive in these times of economic hardship. Let's see what some of our listeners have to say.
Number 47.
Tips for surviving economic hardship? That's a good topic. Well, personally, I'm a big believer in thinking long term. Whilst it may feel counterintuitive to most people, recessions are the time when you should be spending, or to be more accurate, investing your money. If the stock market or real estate has crashed, there are bargains to be had. It's the perfect time to buy, and then when things improve, and they always do, you'll have increased your wealth without any extra work. So my advice is to economise when everything is going well and just wait for the inevitable next recession. Before you know it, you'll be protected from whatever the economy wants to throw at you.
Number 48. I live alone, and I used to find it very difficult to make meals for one. I'm ashamed to say that I often ended up throwing a lot of food away. Such a waste. So I began cooking in huge batches and freezing them. Suddenly, I had meals ready to go whenever I needed them. I even got a membership card for a local wholesaler so I could buy in bulk, which is so much cheaper than smaller packets at the supermarket, as much as 50% less. Not only did my meals come in at up to half the price, but I didn't waste precious gas on cooking from scratch. I could just microwave the meals when I needed them. And I have more free time too. Number 49.
I'm a bit old school, I'm afraid. I was brought up to value self-sufficiency and to stand on my own 2 feet. It's up to me to provide for my family. So if prices go up, I've got to find more money. And the only guaranteed way to do that is to put the hours in. If you can't do that where you already are, then find something extra in the evenings or weekends. I believe the youth call this a side hustle nowadays, though I'm not a fan of the term myself. These days, people are just too afraid of getting their hands dirty, but we're talking about basic economics here. It's really not that complicated.
Number 50.
I became concerned about the damage we are doing to our environment a few years back and spent quite a bit of time thinking about ways I could lessen my personal impact. One of the perks of my current job is its proximity to home, and so one summer I decided to try my bike instead of driving. It was wonderful. Not only did I feel refreshed and happy when I arrived, it was sometimes even quicker as I could avoid all the jams, much less stressful. But the big surprise was when I looked at my bank statement and saw how little I had spent on petrol. It was astonishing. I would advise anyone who drives to give pedal power a try. Your wallet and your body will thank you.
Number 51. I spend so much time at work, commuting to work, and then taking clients to dinner. I'm hardly ever at home. Yet one of my biggest expenses every month is the rent. I used to have spare rooms that I never even went into. Then one day I was talking to a friend who owned a couple of properties, and she said that she had an apartment for rent. It was two-thirds the size of my one, but almost half the price. And to top it all off, it was miles closer to the office. So I jumped at the chance and have never looked back. To be honest, I don't even notice the difference in the number of rooms, but my bank balance certainly does. Number 52.
A while back, I was saving up to buy a new car and trying to economize just a little bit. I tried skipping a few different things, such as subscriptions, new clothes, and so on, but I always felt like I was missing out. Back then, I used to take a rushed half-hour lunch by buying a takeaway coffee and sandwich from a local cafe. I guess I was lazy, but to be honest, the sandwiches weren't even that good, so I began packing my lunch the night before, and I bought a thermos flask for my favorite coffee. It only took 10 minutes, but whew, what a difference it made to my weekly budget. Anyway, just doing this made all the difference, and less than a year later, I got my new car.
Number 53.
Loads of people say you should try to get more income through hard work. But who wants to work even more? I know I don't. Before you do that, my advice to anyone struggling would be to first look for stuff lying around your house that you picked up when times were good and sell it on. You'd be absolutely amazed at the number of things you've already got, hidden in closets and drawers, that are actually worth something. I know I was shocked when I did this. There are tons of websites where you can make a pretty tidy profit on old phones, clothes, kitchen appliances, you name it. And this also has the added bonus of decluttering your home, making it a far nicer place to spend your time. Win-win.
Number 54.
When we hand over cash, we get a good sense of where our money is going. But a lot of our expenditure is automatically debited from our accounts every month and is easily overlooked. This is the silent killer of personal finances, in my opinion. My advice would be to look at your bank and credit card statements and see where your money is going. You might be surprised to find that your gym membership rolls over every year if you don't cancel, but that you haven't been there in months. Or what about those streaming services? How many films do you really watch? And when was the last time you listened to an audiobook? Cutting down or eliminating automatic debits can soon add up, freeing more of your salary every month. Well, there have been some interesting comments. We'd like to hear your opinion too. Ring in and let us know.
End of listening part 1.